Craig Hoffman.
What does Meek Mill have to do with a potential Lamar Jackson trade?
Meek Mill?
Yes.
The Hoffman Show.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Y'all thought I was finished?
Yeah, him.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? Oh. When I bought the Aston Martin, y'all thought it was raining? Yeah. Flexing on him. Some like Papa on his finish. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the tech cannon, man, casting.
It's Hoffman like Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. Rolling with you on a competition Wednesday here on the Team 980. And unfortunately, it is a competition Wednesday that starts off with not great news emanating from Arizona. The vibes have been nothing but fantastic for the Commanders since the Monday night win, with Jaden Daniels putting on that legendary performance in his third ever career start. You know, you got the great vibes. You're breaking down the tape. We got a tape Tuesday, even though it's Wednesday, coming later on in the show with Logan and the whole deal. And then Dan Quinn steps to the podium, and before we can even get our hopes up about the weekend, DQ announces that Austin Eckler is going to miss this weekend's game with a concussion. Now, that does not mean the party is over. The Commanders closed out that game without him on Sunday. But it is hard to overstate how important Austin Eckler has been so far this year, to the point that he's almost been taken for granted. I do think people, when they stop for 5 seconds, go, wait, also Austin Eckler's been great. But the NFL in 2024 is about explosive plays. It is about how do you generate big chunks of yardage to make your lift not as heavy, right? The Commanders have done an unbelievable job, mostly without explosive plays, of getting down and scoring and you know, getting in scoring position. They haven't punted in 2 weeks, literally. They obviously haven't turned the football over, which is another thing that happens when you don't get explosive plays, because you have to run too many plays that eventually you're going to run into a turnover. They've also gotten lucky, right? They had two fumbles this year that were recovered by offensive linemen. The Jaden Daniels sack fumble in week one and the Zach Ertz fumble that Nick Allegretti recovered in week three. And the less you have to run those types of plays because you generate explosives, the more that you can count on not having turnovers, not getting a bad down in distances. And ultimately, as we saw, Terry McLaurin on the 27-yarder to close out the game, if you just score, then you don't have to worry about executing in the red zone. That was the problem against the Giants. There was basically no explosive plays, and even though they were able to drive time and time again on the Giants' defense, you saw how hard it is to score in the red zone. They were able to obviously have the big explosive to Terry down the field and then score in the red zone. They had the big explosive to Terry late to score. And then the other guy who had the explosive to score was Austin Eckler. That 20-plus, I think it was a 24-yard run to the house. Eckler also has a kickoff return. And he could have had a kickoff return against the Giants if they don't call that penalty on Nick Ballore. And Ballore certainly did not need to hold on that play for Eckler to get loose. He had another big one against Cincinnati to get a short field. They score on that drive because they scored on every drive against Cincinnati. And that is, you know, if you start to think about it, like, okay, well, where have they gotten some of the big plays? Obviously, Jaden, a couple in the Bengals game that we've been talking about ad nauseum. But other than that, it's a lot of Austin Eckler. And I just pulled up on NFL Pro. I did a quick search. There are 13 10-plus yard rush plays for the offense this year. I have not done the math yet. I just did the sort, so we're going to do this live. Against Tampa, Jaden Daniels scrambles for 17. Jaden Daniels scrambles for 16. Jaden Daniels scrambles for 12. Daniel scrambles for 11. So of the four 10-plus yard runs in the Tampa game, all of them were Jaden Daniels. In the Giants game, Eckler for 13. There's one. B-Rob for 10. That's two. Daniels, B-Rob, and then B-Rob, and then Daniels. And then in the Cincinnati game, the only big run that they had, and we know that Robinson was obviously awesome in that Giants game, but the only big run that they had is the Eckler 24-yard touchdown. It's the only explosive play they have on the ground. None of Daniel scrambles, none of the Robinson runs. it was Eckler. And then I don't have the ability to, sort passes in terms of outcome, receiving outcome, receptions. Do I have the ability to do that? I don't know. I haven't played with this enough to be able to do this in the time and speed that you do when you're reacting, or you want to, when you are reacting to breaking news. But here, I can do it this way. Intended receiver, Austin Eckler. Let's see how that's gone. He's been targeted on 9 plays. These are results of those 9 plays. 22 yards, 11 yards, 12 yards, 7 yards, 4 yards, 16 yards. There's a lot of words there. 27 yards. And then in the Cincinnati game, he had 1 for 8 and 1 for 14. You want to talk about generating chunk yardage. Austin Eckler is the guy that has done it this year. He is a walking explosive play. And while that actually doesn't even begin to tell the full story of Austin Eckler because of how good he is as a pass blocker, the formational versatility that he has that's been key to what this offense wants to do, it does tell you the biggest part about why Austin Eckler is such a invaluable piece to this team. And why, while I think Jeremy McNichols will do a good job at a lot of things that Austin Eckler has done, primarily as a pass blocker, we saw that on the touchdown to Terry, where if you haven't seen the all-22 angle by now, McNichols, despite the fact that Jaden takes a shot on that, it's a shot from a defensive back that's an unblocked, unaccounted for man in the protection. That's on Jaden to get the ball out before he gets there. The reason that he's got time to do that is because on the inside of that play, Jeremy McNichols picks up a blitzing linebacker, Jermaine Pratt, and literally picks him up off the ground, up to his shoulder pads, and then slams him down to the ground. So Jeremy McNichols in pass protection, he's good. Very, very good. He's a decent back out of the backfield. He can run tough, but he's not as shifty and not as explosive as Austin Eckler. And in a league that is predicated and necessitates big explosive plays to score touchdowns, you are now on Sunday, sadly, without your number one weapon in that department. And will they lean on Brian Robinson more? Probably. Will they maybe get creative with some stuff out of the backfield? Sure. Could they call up Kaz Allen from the practice squad and try to get an explosive out of him? They could. Seems risky. Haven't thrown the football over. He seems to turn the football over many, many times that he touches it in the preseason touches that he's gotten. Michael Wiley seems like the most likely guy to get called up if they want to go extra running back. But who knows? Who knows what they do? And also, obviously, you could get guys like Alamide Zaccheaus some extra touches in the screen game. Like there's things you can do. Zaccheaus took over in the kick return game. So there are playmakers on this team, but none of them do what Austin Eckler could do. Next man up sounds nice. But there's no replacing a guy that is the most dynamic ball carrier on your team, not named Jaden Daniels, not named Terry McLaurin. And so far in 2024, as unbelievable as it is based off what he did last year, it is Austin Eckler. And it just goes to show you that maybe a guy who was battling an ankle injury and relies on really sharp angles to cut on to be explosive, because he can move and weave in ways that most guys can't. And that, well, as nerdy as this is, ankle mobility might be important in that. If he's a little stiff, he can't quite dip the way he wants to dip. And so a fully healthy Austin Eckler, huge weapon. Hopefully, for his sake, he gets back soon. And obviously for the team's sake, but first and foremost, it's a brain injury. So wishing Austin the best. And that's the uphill climb that now Cliff Kingsbury has a short week to prepare for. How do we generate explosives without the number one guy who has been our explosive player so far this year? Also announced today from Dan Quinn, Cleveland Furl is out as well. So they will continue to try to, rotate through on the defensive end and see if they can get a little more pass rush juice, see if they can be a little more solid in the run game, where Farrell is obviously excellent in week 2, not against a Cincinnati Joe Burrow led offense, but a still dangerous Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. led offense. All right, when we get back, also today on the show, we will get to more of what Dan Quinn said when he addressed the media out in Arizona. The team is out there already. They are preparing on the West Coast with a short week. Instead of coming back, traveling on Friday, they just figured, let's go practice. So they're back at Jaden's old stomping grounds at Arizona State. Dan Quinn spoke just a little bit ago, so we'll get you a little bit more of what he and Jaden, who will speak a little bit later, has to say. Plus, up next, DVOA. You've probably heard of it. It's an advanced stat that tries to measure how a unit or a player is performing compared to league average. Just how bad have the Commanders been so far through three games? You're not going to believe the number that we'll give you next, and we'll try to put it in some context as well. Then at 4:30, actually, Anthony, I don't even remember. Our show rundown is so... We jumbled it right before the snap, if you will. We called it an Omaha, an audible, right before we got on the air. What are we doing at 4:30 now? Are we doing our NFL tiers at 4:30 now?
Yes, sir. We're doing tiers at 4:30.
Okay, so our NFL tiers, which normally we do on Tuesdays, we're gonna do at 4:30 because we didn't have time Tuesday because Tuesday was kind of like Monday. So we're getting caught up. We're getting you everything you need in your football week right here on the Hoffman Show.